A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men Bite Size. Bite Size. Look at all the things happening around Liverpool Football Club today, Tuesday, the 30th of April, with me, Paul Machin. First and foremost, we've got a couple of bits and pieces. We're going to fly through here. Liverpool have announced an extension to their agreement with AXA, which has been worth £20 million over the initial spell. It's believed that it will be worth even more money. The new deal will be from 2025. Taking up to 2029, the Liverpool Echo have reported on this. They've added the French insurance firm to their portfolio of sponsors in 2018 and inked terms to have the naming rights on the club's 50 million training base, officially opened in Kirby in November 2020. Since opening the AXA Training Centre, Liverpool have only strengthened ties with the company, and a four-year deal starts in 2025 with additional privileges set to be granted for the insurers around the club itself. AXA, who also sponsor the women's base at the iconic Melwood site in West Derby, will now work more closely with both men's and women's teams on the pitches of their respective training grounds going forward. Liverpool will have banked £20 million by the end of their current terms next summer, and the new deal will see an improvement on the £5 million a year agreement that was struck when naming rights were given 4 years ago. Ben Latty, commercial director at Liverpool, said, "Partnering with global brands and developing long-term meaningful relationships is a vital part of our commercial strategy. The naming rights of our state-of-the-art training facilities and AXA's presence on our training kits have been instrumental in our success, and this renewal reaffirms AXA's commitment to our men's and women's teams, our fans and our communities. We're excited to see how this partnership will continue to grow and evolve." It's great news for AXA to announce an extension with Liverpool Football Club until 2029 for both the men's and women's teams, says AXA's global brand director, Virginie Becco. "It is something that is dear to our hearts and something we are looking at since the beginning, signing with a club in sports to enable us to support men and women. We did it with Liverpool when we started in 2018. We were young at the time and it was our first agreement. The full story of Liverpool and AXA was that we started very young, and step by step we've grown up with the club by becoming today the official global training partner of Liverpool for both teams. It is something we really wanted to secure the renewal." Interesting this. So we're quite fortunate with this renewal, and this training position makes us unique, or almost unique, in the sports sponsorship world. We managed to add additional rights related to training, and we are quite proud that now we are joining two additional rights. The first one is the pitch side access when the players are warming up, so we can get next to the team and the coach, and it will really help us feel the atmosphere and watch closely the players. We've managed to secure and add additional rights around the training sessions at both AXA Training Centre and AXA Melwood Training Centre, meaning that we're going to be able to watch them play before the game and after the game during the week for both men's and women's team. We have managed to secure additional rights on the women's team because supporting the women's game is something that's very key for AXA. It gives them additional appearances to give them the visibility they deserve when it comes to content in sports, and the academy also, young people, because being by the side of young people is something we want to increase because, without being too cheesy, they are our future, so we want to support them. So yeah, look, interesting stuff. Hopefully, I mean, look, the broad strokes, I think, from a casual fan perspective, is if Liverpool have earned £20 million from it, and then they earn, you know, this deal's worth 25 or 26 or 30, but then that's an encouraging sign in terms of the commercials for the Reds, because you want these deals to continue to grow, because football transfers and wages don't get any lower, so you need to continue to add to your global sort of portfolio and, you know, and the money coming into the football club. And look, by all accounts, you know they've been a good partner for the club and what they've done so far. So yeah, it feels like Liverpool don't maintain partnerships with brands that don't have a synergy with them. You see long-term deals with obviously Standard Chartered, the kit, the main kit sponsors have been, you know, Liverpool do not chop and change them readily. But that's another one that, yeah, they can add to the list, as AXA will remain sponsoring on the training gear as well. Right, okay, let's move things forward to something a little bit but closer to the pitch. And that we'll start with the documentary that is currently documenting Liverpool on and off the pitch. The one that was announced around the time of Jürgen Klopp's departure that apparently has been filming since December, that was by all accounts supposed to be the documentary around Jürgen Klopp's last great hurrah as he rides into the sunset with a big bag full of silverware on his back. This by This Is Anfield, Liverpool FC documentary, still not picked up despite £10 million Disney Plus interest. As Liverpool's once promising season unravels at its end, writes Jack Lusby, it may be welcome news to fans that the club's behind-the-scenes documentary is yet to be picked up. Filming for Liverpool's addition to the growing collection of Fly on the Wall documentaries within football began in December and was officially announced in January. That coincided with the news of Klopp's resignation, with the initial reception of the documentary series of his final months in charge hugely positive. Yes, but we've all seen it fall apart since then, and The Athletic's Tom Burrows reports that despite ongoing talks with streaming services, no deal has been struck for its broadcast. He writes, the programme is expected to generate an eight-figure sum for the club, with Disney Plus considered the early favourite, but nothing concrete has materialised. It was previously reported that Liverpool would seek in the region of £10 million for the rights. The plan is to air in August ahead of the new campaign, and Liverpool's senior vice president of digital, Drew Crisp, viewed it as a way to boost the Liverpool's huge global reach. Yeah, it's interesting because obviously, I mean, Jürgen Klopp said, with this being my final season, I thought we should provide a rare opportunity for viewers to have a more of an inside look at what makes this club so special, its people. From our fans to our players and those who work so hard behind the scenes, constantly in pursuit of success for Liverpool Football Club. Thanks to this new documentary series, viewers will be able to see what I see every day at this great club and understand those amazing people more. It is interesting because we don't know the exact approach and what they've gone through, what are the through lines here. Obviously Klopp and Klopp leaving will be a central, the saleable asset to all of this, but I've seen a group of Liverpool fans at the European Aways and the Europa League this season being followed around by the cameras for it, so obviously, yeah, that idea of seeing what it goes into being a Liverpool fan, that's interesting. You've got to look at the Wrexham documentary. The stars of that series are as much Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney and you know, Paul Mullen, as they are the guy who owns the Turf pub and the guy who is divorced from his kids and gets really angry and drunk, and you know, and the person who owns the DVD rental shop. You know, not that I remember any of their names. Wayne, I think, is the guy who owns the Turf. Anyway, the point on this is, yeah, it would be a shame to see something that could be a really positive highlight for the Liverpool culture. But the problem is no Liverpool fans will want to see a documentary that ends so sadly. I mean, I struggled to watch the 30-year wait one, and Liverpool ended the 30-year wait for the league title at the end of that one. It was like one of the biggest payoffs of all time in documentary history. And I really struggled to find the motivation because of how much of heartache there was in the midst of it all, really. So yeah, it does feel as though there's a slight concern that when you start, if there's no takers at the high end, at what point do Liverpool deal? Do you deal at 9, 8, and 5 million? And then when you start making low-end deals for these kind of things, well, you've decreased the value of your offering. And also you've given away a lot of great, potentially great material and all that cultural stuff. So when a really good documentary offer comes along, it's been done. So that's a real decision to make for Liverpool on this. And I think most the reaction I saw online to this last night, I think a lot of people are saying they should just bin it. Stick it somewhere. And maybe there'll be a negotiation point. And I wouldn't like this to happen, by the way, because this is what stiff Brendan Rodgers, having a documentary crew follow his opening months as Liverpool manager, did him no favours whatsoever. But you do wonder whether there's just something that can be done that, you know, if Liverpool, all you need to have is Liverpool win their opening game of the season under the new manager and you've managed to have a happy ending. But yeah, we'll see what they do with it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Okay, moving things forward, a little bit of transfer news surrounding Arne Slot. This is Anfield again covering this one. The final defender, Lucharel Gier-Truida, would love a Liverpool transfer. The final defender was in attendance for Liverpool's 2-2 draw at West Ham on Saturday. And there's reports in the Netherlands who's saying he's ready for a transfer. So De Telegraph's Marcel van der Kraan reports on the 23-year-old's trip to London, which came during a training break. He said that Gier-Truida would love to join Slot in making the switch to Liverpool, while Feyenoord already expecting his departure. They know the defender wants to make a big step up in his career. He will enter the final year of his contract this summer, and it is described as unthinkable for Feyenoord to allow him to depart on a free transfer. That means that unless he was signed to sign a new deal, they would need to sell him in the next transfer window. A fee of 30 million euros, 25.7 million, was quoted to RB Leipzig last year, with this valuation held up if Liverpool were to make an approach. Remains to be seen whether there's interest from Merseyside, of course, Jack Lusby right, or whether links with Gier-Truida simply due to his relationship with Slot. The interesting point that they make, which I think is most pertinent to this, while Slot will be consulted on future signings, it has been made patently clear that the 45-year-old will arrive as head coach rather than a manager, with recruitment in the hands of sporting director Richard Hughes. One thing I posited on the LFC Fan Interactive show on YouTube this lunchtime was, it wouldn't shock me if in conversations with them they've had gone, who do you like of your squads? And he's even gone, I really like this guy. What do you guys think? Do you think he could, look at his stats, look at his comparison. Do you think he would have what it takes? Because I think we can get him for 20 million. And having had a deeper look into how he plays, and I would advise go and check out the YouTube show, which is titled More Around Mohamed Salah. But I did a bit of a look into his stats. And one thing that stood out for me was his versatility. Played predominantly as a right back this season, but has also played games at centre half and a handful at left back, including in an absolute drubbing of Ajax. At left back, plays quite, looks to me quite inverted as a right back. Clearly very good on the ball. FB ref rank him very, very highly in terms of actually his on the ball metrics. But the thing that's always worth bearing in mind, and it will be everyone's really obvious fear around this, what standard is the Dutch league? I think you can take skills, like in a management sense, I think, you know, there are transferable skills of winning a tough league, breaking down the barricades put up around the top football clubs by a less fancy side. I think you can translate that into another league. But actually, when you're the player and you're testing your skills, when you're testing your footballing skills up against people who are maybe bigger, faster, stronger, more technically gifted, that can be tricky to rate. And obviously at the moment, the Dutch league is seen by FB Ref as being in the next 14 leagues rather than the top 5 or 6, which include the Premier League, Bundesliga, etc. So it's very difficult at a sort of amateur statistician level that most of us are, i.e. the data that's freely available on the internet, to really make a truly strong case. But there are some encouraging points, definitely. He's 23, he'll be 24 over the summer. He's got some international experience. He's obviously played for Feyenoord. He's captain Feyenoord on a number of times, opportunities throughout the season, like many. played in big games for them at right back, centre back, and left back. So yeah, he would certainly tick boxes. He's over 6 foot as well, although he's not a giant. He's more like 6'1", which I think is around Joe Gomez sort of height, which is fine for a defender. So yeah, decent. Whether he's actually even on Liverpool's radar, this is just some great low hanging fruit from the Telegraph. Probably more that, but something in this from research certainly makes a degree of sense. But yeah, it remains to be seen. Just moving things on then to Mohamed Salah. Obviously, I think this will have been covered yesterday, presumably by Dan. But the story around Mohamed Salah, obviously spinning out of his touchline bust-up with Jurgen Klopp at the weekend against West Ham, is that it felt as though he wants to stay put. He wants to help the slot regime get up and running. Less interest in the Saudi move, and there's a chance that Liverpool will look to extend his contract, which only has 1 year left to run come the end of this season. There's an interesting article, and this is Anfield, written by our good friend Dave Lynch on this, and he talks around Liverpool's sort of potential position and what's going on with this. This is Anfield understands that the current expectation within the club is that Salah will stay put to help kickstart the Arne Slot era. Any concern that last week's heated touchline spat with Klopp might have changed things and widened the mark, particularly as the German is departing this summer anyway. And does say that obviously Salah will want to continue at least to be on £350,000 a week wages. The concerns may be about a little bit of a decline, but it's whether he feels that he's going to get value for him and his career and what his level of importance will be within that. And of course, on the other end of things, you've got this new, basically very analytics-led Liverpool football department, super headed by Michael Edwards, but obviously with Richard Hughes as director of football, going to have a big say in Liverpool signings and contract negotiations. And is there anything that they've seen in their magic spreadsheets that tell us more about the future of Salah? There is talk in here about it being more likely a 1 year extension rather than the 3 or 4 year contract that we'd posited over on the podcast this week. But yeah, really interesting one, and definitely it's going to be one of the big stories of the summer. There's no way that the public investment funds of the Saudi Pro League don't come sniffing around Salah and Kevin De Bruyne. They are the two big stars from the Premier League who are both entering into that sort of twilight era, come with big global followings, particularly Salah, and if they want to continue their push to be seen as a real, you know, legitimate place to go and play football, capturing someone like Salah would be a huge part of that, certainly. So yeah, big decisions to be made for Liverpool's behind the scenes team in the coming weeks and months. And yeah, will Salah remain Liverpool player? It only remains to be seen. Right, if you want more on Arne Slot, and I know what, even I do, and it's my job, I would highly recommend, if you haven't done so already, head to Redmen Plus and sign up. RedmenPlus.com. If you use the code SLOT, yep, S-L-O-T, you're going to get 50% off a yearly subscription. So that gives you all the podcasts, all the videos, our incredibly deep array of shows, expert insights and analysis podcasts as well. Dan Clubb has gone above and beyond speaking to guys who've played with Arne Slot, coached with him, been coached by him, Dutch football experts, journalists, and a whole lot more as well. So if you want to know, and I think all of us are clamoring for more at the moment, we've got you covered. Get it all for half price over on redmenplus.com using the code SLOT.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.